Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Power Word Shared number 74. We're going to talk about teachers. One of the main goals of a teacher is to give their students encouragement and a love for learning. By the way, everyone is a teacher, could be a teacher, even if they're technically not a teacher by profession. A parent, a sibling, a wise friend could be a teacher. So giving a student the positive attitude towards studying, towards gaining knowledge, is more important than any specific detail that the child may learn. So how does this play into Einas Dvarim? If a teacher insults a student, it gives the child or the student a negative feeling towards himself, towards his studies, towards the school in general. A teacher that says belittling remarks to a student in the presence of other classmates can be very humiliating. This is especially so for students who are frustrated already from not doing well as they like, and they're sensitive themselves. So the sensitivity to the feelings of one student is a prerequisite to be a good teacher, especially if the student is, even if it's a difficult student. There are positive methods of disciplining, and there are approaches that can be painful and counterproductive. So you have to really be trained in how to handle those situations. Rozel Pliskin said that he had one teacher who would always respond to someone who was unable to answer a question that he asked, that the teacher would say, "It's all right, we can always ask someone else." And that was a standard response, and the students were never offended. So they asked someone else. I didn't know. He asked someone else. So it has a calming effect. You know, it's all right. And the second part, influence to try harder. We can ask someone else, but I want to next time know it myself. Right? So you can ask someone else. That's not insulting. That's an educated tool. In reference to teaching Torah, he quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, that says that when a Torah teacher teaches a lesson and the students did not understand, a teacher should not become angry at the student for that. Rather, he should continue to repeat the lesson even a number of times until the student actually understands. Now, on the student's end, a student should not say, "I understand," when he truly does not understand. Rather, he should continue to ask for something to be repeated even a number of times. And if his teacher becomes angry at him, he should say to him, "My Rebbe, this is Torah, I must study it, but it takes me a while until I can understand it." Obviously, we're talking about a student that's sincere, and he doesn't understand it, and he asks his Rebbe, and the Rebbe needs to have compassion and understand that the student is struggling and will be willing to help him. The Rambam says further that when should a teacher be patient with his students if the reason they did not understand is due to the subject matter being very difficult, or because of their level of comprehension necessitates a slower approach? So again, he understands the nature of his or her student and the subject matter being difficult. So that's what you do. That's the method. But if the teacher sees that the reason the students did not understand is because their lack of taking the study seriously, then he is obligated to act as if he were upset at them. Act as if is the key, by the way. Even if this will cause some embarrassment in order for them to improve in their studies. So you have to weigh the situation carefully. Sensitivity. If you use an approach that's too harsh for any particular student, that could be extremely counterproductive. And conversely, if a teacher is too lenient, too easygoing, it is sometimes preferable to be stricter. Otherwise, he won't bring out the best in his students. And Rabbi Pliskin said that my experience in talking to students has strongly led me to believe that it's preferable for a teacher to err on the side of being slightly more kind-hearted than to err on the side of being too rough. So that is the Shaval Tasa Odif of just being kinder. The default mode should be to be kinder. This applies to teachers, but it applies to parents with children, and any other time where there is a learning and accepting, a giving and receiving of learning. Again, going to another thing about telling someone to be quiet. Someone's making noise, too noisy, whatever it is. Request it in a polite manner. The word shut up is the meaning. Usually, I know as tvarim. Are there exceptional instances where you need to use strong language? Perhaps, but use that only if it's an extreme emergency. Don't say, shut up already, be quiet. Don't let me hear another word from you or else who knows what. You use a more positive approach. Please, I need to concentrate right now. I'd greatly appreciate if it could be quiet, and thank you very much. I know Astavaram would say something like, you're a blabbermouth, you talk, don't let anyone say anything else. What's wrong with you? A positive approach would be, I would like to express my opinion on this. Please give me a hearing, and I'll be able to continue listening afterwards to what you have to say. See, the positive approach shows respect for the other person. Gives them an incentive to listen to you, because after he does, you will continue to listen to them. Another thing that's very important, this is a topic that we really should elaborate on a lot. It's about friendships. Sometimes when you're friends, if you need help and ask each other things, that's a normal, healthy part of friendship. But sometimes you try to test your friendship because you feel insecure about your friendship. And you ask yourself, does this person really like me as I am? Or does this person only like me because I'm nice to him or her? And they ask themselves that, and in order to ensure that they're their friends in a sincere way, they give them a rough time. They give them a rough time, and then they see, oh, will they still love me? They may insult their friend now. They may say potential hurtful remarks. I want to test them. I want to see if they're really friends with me, or they're going to just yell and scream or withdraw from me because I wasn't in a good mood today. Person shouldn't do that. That's lifnei iver. You know, if you're upset and you're, what happens a lot, by the way, in friendships, sometimes when you're talking to each other and you're interacting and you really talk to each other a lot and you're not in the best of moods, so you could talk to your friend and say, I'm sorry, you should know I'm really not myself today, but I have to vent and let it out. That takes away the sting of things that could be said. But if you don't do that and you're just trying to test your friend, that's not a healthy thing, to try to prove them, you know, that I have to say all these things and I want to see that they still love me to prove that the friendship is genuine and authentic. You don't need to do that. That type of testing a friend is counterproductive. It definitely, I know, as tavarim, is based on the feeling of insecurity of the one that's testing the other person. Because if you feel positive about yourself, you'll believe that other people can truly like you. You have no need to test them in such a manner. When your main focus is interacting with other people and in the way, in the vein of what the Torah tells us to do, which is the ahavta l'reacha kamecha, right? Then you focus on giving to others. You won't find it necessary to test out how much negativity from you another person can withstand. Agav, incidentally, I will say that the key to healthy friendships is like the healthy aspects between Hashem and us, is the consistency. It's fascinating and brought down a lot. What is the most important pasuk of the Torah? One, I think Ben Nazai, one of them said it's Zayis Torah Sa Adam, that this is the way of man. It's, you know, like Derech Eretz for every all humanity. And I think Rav Kiva, of course, said V'ahavta Recha Kamecha. And one, I think Hashem Ben Pazi, I'm not sure, said an unusual thing. It's from a pasuk of Parshas Tetzaveh, Sakefes Echa Tasa Vayikef Sakefes Hasheni Tasa Bein Abayim. That for the carbon tamid, you bring one sheep in the morning and one sheep in the afternoon. That is the key to the whole Torah. And you scratch your head, you say, like, wow, how is that a key to the whole Torah? So the answer of that is because we need to value the service of Hashem of consistency. You do small things every given day. You learn two Mishnayos a day to commit to Hashem, and you mean it. You'll end up finishing Shisha Sidrei Mishnah after a while. You are consistent in your Avodas Hashem. That's what it is. That's the key of life. So that it makes sense. It's not a dry technical term. do take a sheep in the morning. He's saying that this concept of Karban Tamid is the mainstay of a person's life in his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whether you feel the love, don't feel like love, in the mood, not in the mood, there's a consistency, a loyalty. I'm connected to Hashem, even in doing those small, tangible things on a day-to-day basis. This is Yisayin and Shalom Bayis too. Whether you feel right now in the good mood or not, you're consistently loyal to your spouse, and so on and so forth. But you could connect the two, or the three psukim. The consistency in that pasuk of Esa Kevasachat HaSavabayker, connecting to the V'ahavta L'riyacha Kamoicha, what we just said, which is the true friendship. This is the idea of what we're talking about today, not to test friendships, not to try to make it, rile him up, or rile her up, to see if they really, truly love me. No. This idea, the insecurity of it, will destroy it. But if you're secure in your friendship, then you maintain a certain consistency. Doesn't mean that you don't share with each other when you're having a hard time, or emotions could go up and down and so on and so forth. But overall, the gist of the relationship is a calm consistency and an everlasting, I am a friend, I don't have to be insecure about it. You're my friend, I'm your friend, and we are together and we love each other. So this year, to review the concepts of, one is about teachers, but it could apply to every influencer, a parent, a sibling, a good friend. To be careful not to always have that healthy goal of giving their students or the ones they're influencing encouragement, a love for learning. The Rambam's words that we quoted, to be careful, attention. Even if you take a more stricter approach, be very tactful, be very balanced in the way you do it. If you have to do it, always err on the side of caution, of being more kind-hearted. And the way you talk to someone, to be quiet. And again, this concept of testing friendships. It could cause a lot of einos devarim, and many friendships sort of get strained when you become over-demanding on your friend. Just because they're your friend, it doesn't mean you could be over-demanding and overwhelm them. You have to take their balance of their capacity into consideration. Bracha v'hatzlacha.